Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Taliban has reportedly extended its deadline to Tuesday evening in a life-or-death ransom for 23 South Korean hostages seized last week in Afghanistan. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the militants threatened to execute the South Korean hostages if the government didn't free imprisoned insurgents.
Pray for wisdom for the South Korean government as they're negotiating with the Taliban at this time. Pray for the safety of these missionaries. Their organization has made it very clear that they were not involved in evangelistic work. Having said all that, pray that they'll also be faithful witnesses to Christ in love and action.
Meanwhile, two organizations are working together to not only advance the gospel, but improve medical care. Samaritan's Purse provided over $250,000 in medical equipment to HCJB Global Hands Hospital Ministry in Quito. HCJB's John Hurst says this will allow their training hospital to reach beyond the borders of Ecuador.
A lot of the doctors that we're training are the ones that are going with us to Lebanon or to the Solomon Islands or Pakistan, etc. Many of our staff can travel much easier to other parts of the world and find it easier to connect in places where sometimes Westerners aren't as welcome.
And 30 people of the Tagbanwa tribe of the Philippines accepted Christ after their first round of gospel teaching. New Tribes Mission missionaries report students nearly never missed a class, and those that came to Christ seemed to live with a new peace and happiness. After the new believers learned that they were now children of God, a tribal woman wrapped her arms around one of the missionaries and said, "Now we're sisters. Pray that these new believers are a light to the rest of their people." Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.